And we are joined now on the phone by Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing okay. How about you?
I am also doing okay. Yeah. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful stretch of days coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Looking forward to it. It's going to make things much more pleasant for the downtown Fall Fest tomorrow afternoon than it has been some years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's that time of year. Our job this weekend is to take out the pontoon boat, which is kind of a sad day.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you want to do it, though, before the water gets much cooler.
And it has been done in the snow in the past, and that's not fun. So the weather will be good.
I am thinking, yeah. So, all right. Well, where do you want to start this morning? You want to start with our friends?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, as usual, like the Volunteer Center, we like to bring one of our nonprofit partners on the air. And this week we're going to highlight and talk about Friends, Inc. And it's really an appropriate time to talk about them because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I just want to give a little background on Friends. They serve all individuals and families that have experienced domestic violence and or sexual assault within Washington County or living in Washington County. They've been part of our community for 42 years, and it's free and it's confidential. In 2019, Friends provided 7,071 nights of safe shelter for people. They answered over 1,000 crisis calls. So I think just those two numbers tells us we are very lucky to have them as part of our community.
They do really good work.
Yes, they do. Just a few things they're doing during October. Hankerson's from the 4th to the 17th has purple ribbon cookies. And when you purchase one of those cookies, 10% of the proceeds comes back to Friends. You should call ahead with larger orders. But just know that, you get a fun cookie and you're helping the community.
Sounds good.
They're also participating in Washington County, working with the coffee shops to raise awareness. So, for instance, Dunn Brothers, Coffeeville, Cafe Floriana, and, of course, The Hub, we all have coffee cozies, the ring that goes around your to-go cup, and those are provided by Friends, and they have information about what their mission is and how you can use them if you're somebody who needs to use their services.
All right. And they have a new project that looks like it's kind of interesting.
Yes. And I saw photos of this, and it's very powerful. So it's called Emerging from the Shadows, and it is new to Friends. But it's 12 purple wooden silhouettes that are going to be throughout downtown West Bend, and those will have survivor stories on them. There's 4 women, 4 men, and 4 children and teens. The stories will give details about their personal stories of what happened to them and what they wished everybody knew about domestic violence before entering a relationship. I just think it's a very powerful way for them to heal, and it's also a powerful way to get the story out about how domestic violence happens. It creeps up on people, so it's important to tell that story. And that will be in downtown West Bend, October 16th to 27th.
And again, that's part of the activities for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which, of course, October is. So.
Yes.
And also, they are looking for a little help.
Yes. So there's a few different ways you can help Friends. If you are a nurse examiner, they need those to help people after they've been sexually assaulted. And they also need child care services during support group meetings. They have a weekly grocery and supply pickup where you get a list and you shop for people who are living in their shelter. They have community events and They have fairs where you might have people working a booth, and they're looking for board members as well.
All right. That sounds...
You can also donate to them. They have an in-kind wish list, and of course, monetary donations help them further their mission.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and again, just to make sure, because sometimes people don't understand, and I've had the folks from Friends on a number of times, one of the things we want to make sure that the people are aware of is that they provide services to men as well as women, as well as, of course, teens and younger children. And also, they don't have an issue with your sexual identity either. So depending on where you are on that spectrum, I guess we should say that Friends will provide services for you.
Yes, I think that their name is perfect because they truly are a friend when you need them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's happening at the Hub?
Yeah, so let's start out with our tip jar. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the tip jar first because I'm not sure that everyone understands that it's a way for our customers to give to the nonprofit community. So our tip jar, unlike some other restaurants and coffee shops, the tips that you leave at the Hub go back into the nonprofit community. Those are donations.
Right.
So we like to say the change really does add up.
You're not too far away from $100,000.
I know. That is pretty incredible. So, again, change really does add up, that we are, kind of hovering at that $100,000 of donations since we've opened our doors is pretty awesome. And so this year in 2020, we are highlighting a group of nonprofits for a month. And for the month of October, we're highlighting Elevate, Friends, Inc., the Labyrinth Garden Earth Sculpture, that's in Ragnar Park, Rides and Reins, that's a therapeutic horse facility for people with cognitive and mental, and physical disabilities. West Bend Parks and Recreation, the Friends of them, they put on different events. Well, usually in the summer, and then Enchantment in the Park, and then the West Bend Friends of Sculpture.
Right. So always groups that certainly appreciate and have good things to do with the tip money that they receive.
Yes, absolutely. And another thing that you and I talk about often, Rick, is the diversity of the nonprofits that we help. And that list, I think, shows you right there that there's quite a bit of diversity in how you can help in the community by supporting and or volunteering for our nonprofits.
Sure. So what else is going on at the Hub?
Yeah, so I just also wanted to highlight kind of different ways where we can meet you at your comfort level right now. For instance, we do have a curbside service, and what that is you visit the Hub's curbside website. You can either go to socialgoodbrews.org, and there's a button on there that says curbside. You can place your order right on the computer. You drive on over to 303 Water Street. You text us, let us know you're there, and your order will be brought out to your car.
That seems simple.
Yeah, or you can walk through. So you can stop by, place your order in the Hub. They'll get it ready for you to take to your next location. So take it, you're going to work, you're going back home, or you're off to hike on the Eisenbahn Trail. Everything will be packaged to go for you.
All right. And also some options for people to eat in.
Yes. So you just come on in, just like the walkthrough. Let our volunteer baristas know. They can help you place your order at the counter. You'll gather all your items up and then head on over into our expansion space on the east side of the building, where we've got generously spaced tables waiting for you to eat at.
And maybe while the weather's still warm, maybe they can do the picnic table?
Correct. We also have picnic tables outside on the east side of our building. And we have a lot of people who head on over to the river as well. There's like a tiered area right across the road from us that people can sit and enjoy the river and enjoy a cup of coffee.
Oh, sure. All right. Some seasonal beverages as well.
Yeah, we'll just highlight those very quickly. But October, of course, you think of apple cider. We've got that classically steamed with cinnamon or carameled apple or something called an apple cider. We have, of course, the pumpkin spice latte, the nutty German, which is like all things nut, coconut, hazelnut, macadamia nut, and it's a latte. And the maple leaf, which will be really something delicious for the nice weather we're going to have in the next few days. It is maple and cinnamon in a cold brew.
Uh-huh. All right.
That's really delicious.
Progress is being...
The community mosaic.
Yes, it looks like progress continues.
Yes. So we are actually later today, we should have the first photos up and the micro mosaic up in the hub. What we're doing this year is we're putting together smaller micro mosaics. So there'll be up to 25 canvases hanging together. And we're going to group them together in different ways. And that first group you're going to see is going to be our nonprofits that we work with. And so the of our nonprofits, the ones who submitted a canvas, they're all going to hang together. You might see all rainbows or all animals. So we're going to have a lot of fun putting together these little micro mosaics that will be viewable from the windows in the hub. Also, we'll be sharing those on social media. And it also gives you an opportunity to still, you know, participate if you'd like to. If you, you know, start seeing these micro mosaics and you're like, gosh, I really wish I would have been a part of this. There's still time because we're not bringing them all together for a little bit yet.
Okay. Sounds good. Find out more information on the Volunteer Center website, right?
Correct. Yep. Under our community, one of the pull downs, I'm sorry, my brain just went blank. one of the pull downs where we have all of our different programs, it will have one for the community mosaic.
Volunteernow.net.
Yes, thank you.
All right. A couple of nonprofit highlights. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with River Edge. They have seen an unprecedented enrollment in their homeschool program, which they're really excited about. But what it means for them is that they need extra help, extra volunteers, more than they've had in previous years. So if you've ever been involved in education, you've been an educator, you have a passion for the outdoors and learning, they need your help. The program runs from 9 to 12, Monday through Friday. There's a lot more information about the days that they need extra help and a little bit more information about the program itself found on our website. You go to volunteernow.net. There's that volunteer need button up in the right-hand corner. And then just type in River Edge, and their opportunities will come up.
All right. Sounds good. And how about the Ice Age Trail?
This is so fun. So the Ice Age Trail is celebrating their 40th anniversary of becoming a national scenic trail. The papers were actually signed October 3rd in 1980. So they're asking us to join them in the Mammoth Hike Challenge. And what that is you hike 40 miles on the Ice Age Trail during the month of October. You visit three of their trail communities, and you can earn a hiking certificate and a limited edition patch celebrating their 40th anniversary.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. I actually know quite a few people who are doing it, because you can do it in chunks of a few miles each day, or you could do bigger, longer hikes. You can walk it, you can run it, you can backpack, whatever suits your lifestyle.
All right.
Yeah. And they also, on their website, have a really cool information sheet that also tells you about great things to do while you're hiking. So the places that that hike takes you have great places to visit, restaurants to eat at, and they're all found on their website, iceagetrail.org.
All right. Sounds good. And then every month, the folks at Ruby's Pantry make a stop in West Bend, and today is the day.
Yes, it is. So at 5 p.m. today, they start their distribution. Now, a really exciting thing for this month's distribution is the community church has made a donation that will cover 400 shares.
Wow.
So normally in a month, a share costs $20. And this month, the month of October, today, it will be free because of that donation. And the pantry is located at the community church at 2005 South Main Street. It's kind of a, like next to the Walgreens on Main Street.
It's the one where they change the reader board a lot.
Yes, yes.
That's how I remember which one it is because, I drive past it, at least twice every day. So,
right. And they always welcome more helping hands if you're interested in helping with that food distribution. I think today will be very busy. Often when you go past on a distribution day, the line of cars does wind down the road.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, if those volunteer opportunities are not what you're looking for, I know a place where you can find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
Gosh, I do too. volunteernow.net. is our website. We do try to also highlight volunteer needs on our Facebook page, or give us a call at 262-338-8256. Let me do that one again. 262-338-8256.
All right. Sounds good. Michelle, thank you very much. And boy, enjoy this nice weather. And
absolutely.
We'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Perfect.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. That's Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County.